How was it out there for you?
It was cool. It was pretty, I mean, football's football, you know. Just getting acclimated and get used to how things are done. It's like, you know, there's a lot of little different things that little things you could do in different offices, even though it's the same routes. Just kind of figure out what I can and can't do within the system, because you know, some stuff I do naturally that you know we may not do here, or different things that are. So just figuring out the right language for everyone out here. So the nuances in the offense.
Now that you've seen it, how do you think you're going to be used, and is it beneficial to you the way they're going to use you?
I don't know. It's OTA number two. I think we're still discovering each other, so I think there's a lot in the process of trying different things here and there, or, you know, just a lot of communication and seeing what I tell them what I like. You know, there's some things I'm like, all right, man, I don't know about that one, coach, you know. So it's just playing off each other and just getting a feel for it.
What type of energy
do I put? I don't know. I feel like I may not be a team captain, but I am the captain of fun.
Aaron said this team needs the confidence that you bring. How do you
Aaron said that about me? That's nice. I don't know what he means by confidence. I feel like I'm a good looking guy, you know, different things like that. So, I mean, overall, I talk to a lot of the guys all the time, conversations, and it's just, I don't know. I think you just hope it rubs off for other guys. Like, let them recognize, you know, like, you know, compliment guys, you know, pushing them to get better, you know, letting them like, hey, that was a great catch. Hey, good job. Hey, I really like that. Or, hey, man, how'd you do that? Show me how to do it. So it's a lot of questions and a lot of just, you know, you want to water other people's gardens. You don't want to just be tending to your own garden all the time. That's when I feel most fulfilled as a person. Sorry to get philosophical, but yeah.
Aaron said he's had a good time getting to know you. What's that process been like on your end, getting to know him?
It's been pretty cool. I mean, Aaron's a nice guy. His text messages, I send a lot of emojis and GIFs and stuff like that to him. And other than that, it's just conversations. We just talk a lot, and that's pretty much it. I just tell him, you know, I tell him things like I like chocolate chip cookies, you know, what kind of cookies do you like? So I just tell him little things, or I tell him, like, show him pictures. Like, you know, when you're younger, you show pictures of your cars and stuff like that. As you get older, it's like, hey, look, my daughter did this today. Or, you know, she's jumping, or she learned to use the potty. So it's kind of stuff like that. I'm getting really old now that it's like, you know, it's just conversation, just like making friends with anyone. It's just talking to one another.
Do you feel like that's translated into chemistry on the field?
I don't really feel like we had a lot of plays just yet. You know, it's just I'm always talking to him on the field, too, trying to see what he wants and, hey, how was that? How did that look? Or he'd give me a thumbs up. If I'm in another group, I always look back at him to see, like, hey, is that what you want? Or is there something different that you want on this? So it's always just trying to figure out having those conversations on and off the field, like just getting to know each other as players and as people.
The places you've been, Martellus, how important would you say that chemistry, that off-the-field chemistry is for a winning organization?
I think it's pretty big. I think that's but not just with quarterbacks and receivers as a team overall. You know, guys hanging out, having lunch together. It doesn't matter if I'm hanging out with a DB or a linebacker or going to a movie with a defensive lineman, offensive lineman, just being able to mingle with all the guys and be a bridge to both sides of the ball, I think that's important for teams. Because then once you get to know another guy, it's bigger than just plays. You're playing for one another. And you really can't play for one another unless you know each other. So, you know, you get to know each other's kids. Because I always tell a story about Matt Forte. Not to go back in the past, but because I'm more of a present guy. Thank you, Eckhart Tolle. But Matt Forte went down on a play, and I was, like, on the other side of the field. And I was like, so I kind of walked. Then I started sprinting over there because I thought about Nala, his daughter, who we're really close friends. So I'm like, you can't be hurt. Nala's going to be mad at me. If you run the ball to my side, you know, I can't let you get hit in the backfield, things like that, because we know each other. So it just makes it bigger than football. And the game is bigger than football. Is fun. I mean, it's just a bunch of guys out there, you know, playing football. It's funny that I get paid to do this. I feel like I'm stealing every day.
Do winning the Super Bowl change your career goals at all? And if so, what motivates you at this stage of your career?
Winning the Super Bowl is cool. I think the interesting thing about Super Bowl is, like, that's everybody's ultimate goal. And that's what every guy wants to do. But once you do it, when you get that taste and you actually know why you're playing. Because for a long time, you know, I only been in the playoff once before last year going to the Super Bowl. So for a long time, it's like you have this idea of something. You know, it's like this beautiful thing out there, but you've never seen it, never really touched it. Or you may see it in pictures and things like that, watching on TV. But when you're in that moment and you get to enjoy it and you get to experience it, then you have that taste and you're like, this is why I do this. You know, it took me 10 years to get there, but it's like, this is why I've been practicing. This is all those sprints, those extra runs, those extra reps. This is why you do it. So it's easier to do those extra reps because you know why you're doing it. Because before then, it's just a myth.
Went from Tom Brady to Aaron Rodgers. That's not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all. I mean, they're both great quarterbacks. I've been great quarterbacks for a long time. I learned a lot from Tom and playing with Tom, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to learn a lot from Aaron and playing with Aaron. So I've been fortunate enough to pick the right guys to play with in my career.
Tell us, you talked about the importance of getting to know your teammates, and we talked about what you do with Aaron, but what do you do and what have you done so far with this team, or what will you do moving forward since it's so early?
It varies every team. Like last year with the Patriots during training camp, I didn't drive to any day. I just stood outside and hitchhiked with a different guy every day and just roll with that 15 minutes over to the stadium. Here is just sitting at a different table every morning, another table at lunch, or like we got some guys that get in the sauna. I'm not a huge sauna guy, but I get in there and we freestyle and we rap and we have great conversations in there. So it's just each group is a little bit different. So just figuring out each guy and try to infuse myself into in those situations with them, where it's like, whether it's, you know, talking books with some guys or talking, you know, girls with other guys, giving advice on women and other guys or wherever it may be. There's a lot. I mean, I've been fortunate enough. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, and I know a little bit about a lot. I don't know a lot about anything. So I do pretty well around. So just conversations with each guy about different things at different moments of time, and just being here and being present. I think that's the biggest thing. A lot of times people aren't present. They just go through the motions, but I think when people see me, the first thing they do is smile because they don't know what the hell I'm going to say next.
Do you ever think about how explosive this group can be, this pass catching group with you and Lance and Randall and Jordy and all those guys?
No, I'm just trying to do my job, make sure I can keep up with those guys. They've been doing a good job for so long. I'm just trying to get in where I fit in right now.
Myself, I'm sure you have perceptions of Green Bay when you're playing for other teams around the league. When did you know this could be a place to live and you know, choose to be at Packers?
I mean, once free agency starts, you mean everybody's an option, except for the team that you're leaving. So, or the team that you left. Well, there's a couple of those, you know what I'm saying? I knew I was going to go back to some of those. So, you know, out of 32, you know, you probably got like 26 options, that maybe 22 options with me because I burned some other bridges just playing against other teams. So I narrowed down to about 16 out of 32, so that's 50%. So, but overall, it's just I mean, just conversations, you start, you know, hearing chatter, you know, agents at work. And I like it here because I drive home a couple times a week. I still live in Chicago, and it's only 2.5 hours from here. So that's been a blessing. And I want to stay closer to home this last, because my daughter's starting school. She's getting older and things like that. So you start making different decisions on different things. And I thought this team was a really good team. I played against them for so many years, and I was getting tired of getting my ass kicked. So it's like, you know, hey, let's go play with those good guys for a little bit.
2.5 hours, how fast do you drive?
I mean, 3 hours. There's no one on the road when I get on in the road, because sometimes I drive up in the mornings and there's literally no one on the road. I just make a playlist or I listen to a book. It's good because I could go through a book, audio book, full book, once a week. I usually do one book every 2 weeks, but now I've been doing like 3 books in 2 weeks. It's pretty cool.
Sounds like the league's going to be a little more lenient with the celebration rules this year that just came down this morning.
Oh, did they listen to me? I feel like I did that for the people. I'm the people's champ. I did that for the players in the league. I mean, they won't give me my props, but, you know, sometimes you got to pay homage, guys. I'm looking at you, all of you. But, nah, I don't really celebrate, so I just like to see other guys celebrate. I like it when Odell dances and do all the cool stuff they be doing, all the Young Buck stuff, and I'm just a guy. I just feel like it took 10 other guys to help me score, so I just try not to. I'm not got a points to the back of my jersey or stuff like that. I just kind of do stuff. Every once in a while, I do a wiggle if my daughter asks me to do something, but other than that, I don't do much.
Have you tried the Lambeau Weekend?
No, I was on the opposite side. I didn't want to jump in there. You know, I didn't want to go to enemy territory. You know, but I mean, I think that's something that's unique, and I look forward to getting an opportunity to do so, and hopefully they embrace me. So. It'd be pretty cool to Lambeau Leap.
Last one, guys.
What's a good book you've listened to on the way home?
I mean, there's a lot of good books. It depends what you're into. What kind of books do you like?
Why?
I mean, I read books too. I don't just do audio books. I actually have a library as well. I believe in real books.
Biographies?
No, I'm not a history guy. I don't like real stuff. I like to live in fantastical adventures, like Harry Potter. I love like Harry Potter. I just finished Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which was phenomenal. And then I think next I'm gonna do The Restaurant at the End of the Universe. So, I like a lot of philosophy. Like I love Malcolm Gladwell, Eckhart Tolle. Paolo Coelho? I don't know how to say his name. The Alchemist is a great book. I mean, those are classics. But then I love Ophelia and the Marvelous Boy, which is a great book. I usually read fiction because fiction is not true, which always confuses me because nonfiction seems like it should be the other way around. But I write fiction, so I read fiction.
Well, it's good for your kids, too. Your kids.
It's good for me. I mean, the creative adult is the kid who survived.